And welcome back, everybody. Welcome. If you're just joining us, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, he is one of my favorite guests to talk to, well, about almost anything. But I'm really excited to have him on my program today to talk about his run to become Wisconsin's next governor in 2026. He is Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. And we're going to get to this in a little bit. But one of the things that I'm going to ask Mr. County Executive about eventually is how different it was for him to go from being a state representative to being responsible for running a really big government, and the importance of his experience running a government and being in charge of making sure that things got done, because that's how I think we turn voters out. But I want to start at the beginning. Welcome, welcome, Mr. David Crowley. It's great to have you back on the show.
It is always a pleasure to be on the show with you. Maggie, how are you?
We're hanging in there. I need a response tattoo to my on my forehead these days, as well as can be expected in these troubling times. We'll get to a little bit of that, but I just want to start out at the basics. You have been at the helm of Milwaukee County through what I can describe as really, really very challenging times. You came into office in the middle of COVID. We still had incredible protests and movement happening in response to George Floyd's murder, mm-hmm. asking for, I think, what all can agree on is the necessary rebuilding and reinvigoration of trust between communities and police. All of that was happening at that time. It has been a budgetary uphill battle, every budget for you. You went through the sales tax debate. You had to lock in the Brewers Stadium funding. Mm-hmm. There were so many huge items while trying to address housing and the opioid crisis and so many things. You survived all that. You won a landslide reelection victory. Why not just stick with being, I think, one of the county's most beloved county executives? Very well liked in the county. Why not just win that election for as long as you want to be in politics? Why step out of that accomplishment and the winning formula you got in the county? Why throw your hat in the ring to become governor, especially in times like this?
Well, one, thank you for that introduction. And, you know, we've been able to tackle a lot of different issues while making sure that we can continue to serve the people of Milwaukee County with the different programs and services they absolutely rely on, outside the politics that we in the conversations and the political, you know, bickering that happens at the state and federal level. We've had to show up. And, you know, I spent 7 years in the state capitol, so I know exactly how Madison works. And we've gotten things done with the Republican controlled legislature. And for the past 5 years, I have been running the largest county in the state of Wisconsin, the most populated, most diverse county. I represent close to 1 million people, which is a sixth of our entire state's population. But I also manage one of the largest budgets in Wisconsin with a $1.4 billion budget. And since May of 2020, not only did, you know, we get through the pandemic, some of the most challenging times that many of us have been alive, we've also been able to tackle many of the biggest issues facing our community. We've tackled public safety. We've tackled public health. We've focused on fiscal recovery. We've been able to invest in small businesses and entrepreneurs across Milwaukee County. We've seen more affordable housing being built up in many of our suburban communities. We've made government more accessible through our no wrong door model of approach. We've cut our carbon emissions in half. Oh, and we've been able to deliver the largest property tax cut in Milwaukee County's history. And so I'm entering this race because I know that I'm the only one in this race who not only has legislative experience, but also experience running a government. And I'm the only candidate who's going to be able to deliver on the promises that I'm talking about on this campaign trail, because we've already done it. And so that's why I'm entering this race, to make sure that we can deliver for the people. And I know that folks are looking for a governor for all of us.
Do you feel called to the work, David, if I may? Because what you're describing is many accomplishments. Mm-hmm. And I can hear, and from our conversations, not on live radio, I know how much you care about people and that you actually want to see the results. Do you feel called to step up to try to do that in a larger jurisdiction for the state? Because that's what I'm hearing from you. You know, we were able to do this under incredibly difficult circumstances in Milwaukee County, and you can lead the state to deliver those same kind of results to all Wisconsinites?
You know, when you think about, you know, Governor Tony's tenure, you know, he's been delivering for all of us, you know, with a divided government. He's always said that he was going to do right, you know, by the people and not what was politically convenient. And we need strong executive leadership who's going to bring us to the table. Look, folks are tired of politicians who talk big and deliver small. They're tired of politicians who focus on, you know, cultural and partisan issues versus delivering real results is going to change lives. And that's what we've done in Milwaukee County. And so I want to be able to show people that there are individuals who are running for office and in office who absolutely care about those they represent. One of my favorite quotes is by Teddy Roosevelt. No one cares what you know until they know how much you care. And so for me, my calling is being able to be there for people, being able to be there at my best when people are dealing with their worst times. And as elected officials, as community leaders, just in general, that's what we should be focused on.
Folks, if you're just joining us, that's Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. He has formally, officially now, thrown his hat in the ring to become Wisconsin's next governor. You'll see his name on the Wisconsin Democratic primary ticket come the spring. When you stand back and you look at the challenges that are facing the state, Mr. County Executive, what do you see as the top one, two, or three things that would be really first on your agenda to try to accomplish? And let's focus, there are process things that we could talk about, the shared revenue formulas, we could talk about the public education formulas, and maybe you want to go there, but that stuff gets a little wonky, right? But I just mean from the perspective that you were just talking about, regular people issues, the kitchen table type of issues. Yeah. What are the three things that you believe that we need to deliver better on for all Wisconsinites?
Well, I would say the highest priority for all of us to tackle is this affordability crisis that we're all seeing, right? You know, my wife and I, we went grocery shopping and we're seeing the increase in our groceries. We're seeing the increase in our utility bills. I'm talking to folks here throughout the state of Wisconsin and they're seeing an increase in these rising prices and they're being squeezed every single day. And we need to figure out how we can provide a little bit of relief. Now, let's point out the elephant in the room. A lot of this, the rising prices, the cost of inflation is happening due to policies that we're seeing coming out of Washington, D.C. I mean, we have to be honest about that, but that doesn't mean that we cannot work to make things a little bit affordable, a little bit more affordable, right? And so how do we make sure that we're investing in small businesses, good paying, family sustaining jobs in every corner of our state, even union jobs, but also fully funding our public school systems to make sure that our children are ready for the opportunities that are not only available today, but making sure that they're available and ready for the skills and the jobs that's going to be coming tomorrow and in our future. How do we make sure that all of our brothers and sisters all across this state, you know, continue to have affordable and accessible access to healthcare whenever and wherever they need it? And these are the issues that we have been working on here in Milwaukee County. These aren't Democratic issues. These aren't Republican issues. These are issues that people care about in the state of Wisconsin. And I've been delivering on those things here in Milwaukee County, and I plan on doing the same as the next governor.
Let's talk a little bit specifics about a couple of those things. And I wanted to start with affordable housing. One of the great, I think, policy tensions when we start to talk about affordable housing is we've hopefully moved a bit away from not in my backyard. Mm-hmm. There seems to be a will in most communities. There's widespread acknowledgement that housing is placing many young people, many young families out of the home ownership market. We see private equity gobbling up single family homes, not just in Milwaukee and Dane counties, but we're seeing Kenosha, Brown, Washington, yeah, Waukesha, Ozaukee, all the way up into our northern counties and communities. When we talk about affordable housing, what can be done at the state level? Are you talking about direct government investments because the feds have basically turned the spigot off in many instances when it comes to actually building affordable or subsidized housing? How do you help solve that problem at the state level? What can state government do to make this better?
Well, we've been able to do a lot here in Milwaukee County, and I'll start with what we've been able to do and how we can transfer that to the state. You know, we've invested more than $100 million in affordable housing here in Milwaukee County, as well as within our eviction prevention MKE program, helping people, helping thousands of families stay within their homes. And when people have the opportunity to have a home over their head, knowing where they're going to sleep, it makes it easier to deal with all those other issues that may be going on, focusing on their education, focusing on their own health, or focusing on their own employment. And so we need more affordable housing. We have built 100 affordable housing units right here within the King Park neighborhood in collaboration with Habitat for Humanity and the MM Group. We're building our first affordable subdivision of single family homes in the Oak Creek area, where this is home ownership opportunities, as well as in Franklin. We have a project happening there for developmental and intellectual disabilities, adults who need that level of assistance. And so we have to change the mindsets of what affordable housing is, but we also have to focus on attainable housing at the exact same time. Because there are individuals who can afford and don't need affordable housing, yet the housing stock is not available. And so we need to make sure that we're working with our local communities, our local partners, making sure that the zoning, making sure that there aren't barriers in creating these housing options for our community members. Because when we have the ability to move people in, that means that more people are spending money. That means more people are spending on their property taxes, which means that we can help lower the burden across our entire state.
Mr. County Executive, if I could reach over these radio waves and give you a hug, I absolutely would, because you said two things to me that as an economist drive me up the wall. We can all, and I really think about housing. The term affordable housing has a lot of connotations, right? And people have sometimes a reaction to it. When we talk about housing access, so you've got people that are at great risk of eviction, which leads to job loss, which becomes this terrible cycle. Yep, we need interventions. We need that sort of affordable housing. Providing access to people who have saved but just can't access the credit markets to do that, just cannot find a home that is on the market for longer than 2 days that isn't burdened by a bidding war that they can actually afford and make work. That requires increased supply. We all know this from basic microeconomics. When you see prices that are through the roof, you might have a supply problem. And we indeed have that supply problem. And you also mentioned the other thing, Mr. County Executive, that I wanted to give you a hug about, and that is looking really hard at zoning laws, whether we're looking at that from a tax incentive perspective and how that works, but encouraging municipalities to look at those zoning laws really carefully. Do we have undue burdens to increasing housing supply, especially single family or small multifamily housing units across the state? That is the key, because once people feel like they've got a safe and stable place to live, boy, that rocket propels them into all sorts of other successes. We're going to stay with Mr. County Executive, soon to be potentially the governor of this great state. He'll be on the ballot in the spring. We're going to talk about why his experience matters, why it matters so much that you've actually run something when you're proposing to run an organization as large, as diverse, and sometimes as divided as the state of Wisconsin. So stay with us. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.